Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We praise God and thank God for every listener, every caller tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are here to pray. We are here, hallelujah, to intercede.
Yes.
We are here to go before the throne of grace, asking glory be to God according to the word of God. Through prayer, our supplications and our petitions be made known unto God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just so excited in the name of Jesus because I know that God, in the name of Jesus, honor us as we honor him through prayer.
Yes, God.
Prayer is a powerful weapon.
Hallelujah.
Prayer is an effective weapon. Prayer in the name of Jesus is a mighty, hallelujah, weapon that Jesus and God through the Holy Spirit have left you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. So we, hallelujah, are going to pray according to the word of God. If my people are humbled by the who humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from evil ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read a few verses from the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, beginning at verse 36. Matthew, chapter 26, beginning at verse number 36. And it reads, "Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit you here while I go and pray over yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry you here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, my God, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Verse 41 says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Pastor, I don't know about you, but sometimes this flesh gets weak. Sometimes we're tempted to quit on God. Sometimes we're tempted to stray and get outside of the will of God. Sometimes, people of God, we are tempted to go contrary to what we know God expects of us. As we see Jesus in Gethsemane, about to go to the cross for you and I to die for our sins, he asked his disciples, he had all 12, and then he brought the three, Peter, James, and John, those who were faithful, those who seen the most miracles. They seen the Mount of Transfiguration. They seen Jairus' daughter raised. They seen things that the other nine did not see. So he brought his top dogs, those he knew who could rely on. He said, watch and pray with me. Because he knew the moment was at hand. But the Bible says as he admonished them to watch and pray, he went a little further to pray, and he prayed to God. if this cup can be taken from me, if there is another way that this can be done, God, if there's another solution, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And Pastor, I'm so glad that we serve a God that does not change.
Yes, yes, yes.
He gives us this thing called grace, but he doesn't make exceptions. He is God. He is sovereign. He is holy. He is omnipresent. Yes. He's omniscient, and he's omnipotent. He is God, and all by himself, he is God. And he need no counsel. He need no help. He is God. He rule. He reigns. He governs all. He sees all. And we, as we pray for this 1 hour, every Tuesday night, I'm so glad that we can read this account of Jesus asking his disciples to pray with him for 1 hour.
Yes.
That's all he asked of them.
Yes.
And he admonished me and my wife in the New Creation Church family to pray every Tuesday night for 1 hour.
1 hour. My God.
So I thank God that you call in every Tuesday night as we pray. Because he said, pray that you enter not into temptation.
Yes.
I need to pray. You need to pray.
Jesus.
And we need to pray for more people to pray.
My God.
Pastor, I pray that this prayer line increase. I pray that we get more callers on a weekly basis.
Yes.
I pray that they word, that the word spread, that there's a prayer line where you can call in and the power and fire of God is present.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes, Lord.
Because we've seen and we've heard and we've witnessed the effectiveness of this prayer line. So we're going to pray, and we're not going to fall asleep on God.
My
oh,
God.
My God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray
Jesus.
That God would increase us, that God will fortify us, even in this hour in which we are living.
Yes.
As I looked at the newspaper today over in the Middle East with ISIS, it's just senseless what they're doing.
Yes.
These are Christians that they slaughtered. And God is saying we must pray.
My God.
God is saying we've never witnessed evil like we're witnessing today, where you can witness it and it's televised and you can actually see evil at work. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for every caller tonight. We thank you for their due diligence in the spirit of praying. We thank you, Lord, that out of their busy lives, out of their busy schedules, out of, Father God, the mandates and the demands on their life, that they find it not robbery to call in for prayer. They find it not robbery to connect with me and my wife and the New Creation Church family and seeing the need to pray. We pray for this world, Lord. We pray for peace. In glory be to God. We pray for peace in the Middle East. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that hallelujah, you will rule and you will reign and you will govern, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even, Father God, the evil that's in our day.
Yes, hallelujah.
We pray, Lord, to stop the senseless killings. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, to stop the senseless torturing of human beings. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, where we see, hallelujah, evil on the rise, hallelujah, that we come against evil at every turn. We come against,
yes, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus, evil and the Antichrist and demonic activity that we can witness, Lord. We bind up that spirit of murder. We bind up that spirit of torture.
Yes, yes.
We bind up that spirit of death in the name of Jesus. The devil, Jesus said it, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And as we see the devil behind the activity of murder and death and killing, we know that we have the power and the authority and the ability to bind up the hand of the enemy. That's why that's why we said in the word that we, according to the scripture, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And we bind up, Lord, the spirit of hatred. We bind up that spirit of hate. We bind up that spirit of prejudice. We bind up that spirit, Lord, of bigotry and racism. We bind up that spirit of division that comes from the devil himself in the name of Jesus. And we speak unity. We speak peace.
Yes.
Joy, love, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Demons are fleeing right now. It said your enemy will come at you one way, and they will flee seven different ways.
My God, hallelujah.
I decree and declare over this line tonight that every curse is broken. Every chain is broken. Every stronghold is broken in the name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So, Lord, right now, prisoners of war, allow them to be freed. Allow negotiations and diplomatic resolve to take place. Allow, in the name of Jesus, communication. Hallelujah, Jesus. To go forward. Allow in the name of Jesus, even in our inner cities and our urban communities, Lord, with gang violence and violence in our neighborhood and gun violence, in the name of Jesus, we stop it at every turn tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Even in the city of New York, that they were boasting and bragging they did not have a murder in 11 days, and it grieved me that they had to celebrate. Not having a murder in 11 days. Our culture is becoming used to murder, and the devil is a liar.
Yes, yes.
And the truth is not in him.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, the devil don't like it when we pray like this. We got to be on purpose. We got to pray like Jesus said. He said, pray without ceasing. He said, pray for that 1 hour. He said, watch and pray. We got to watch the news to know how to pray. We got to read the newspaper to know how to pray. We can't keep our head in the sand, but we got to know how to pray. We got to know what to pray. We got to know what to come against, because the devil is cunning. The devil is sneaky. So we bind up that spirit right now, because we fight not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against principalities, wickedness in dark places. Yes. We fight against governing spirits. We fight against darkness, Lord. So right now we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you do a work that we cannot do. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you know.
Jesus.
You said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. You said all things were made by you and for you, and without you there was nothing created.
My God.
So we thank you, Lord, that you wish that no one perish, but all come to repentance. So we pray for those who don't know you. We pray against those who are committing these senseless and these evil acts. We come against, Father God, those like Paul said, not only do you do evil, but you promote evil. And we pray and come against it right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Bless every life on this line, those who need to be employed, those who need a financial breakthrough, those who need a door opened by you, those who need sickness and disease. Oh. When I said it, God did it.
My God.
I pray you receive that tonight. Pastor, when I said it,
yes.
I said it in the natural, and God said, tell the people it's done.
Jesus.
You've been praying for that sickness and that disease in your body and that infirmity to be destroyed, to be annihilated. And God is saying right now, according to your faith, be it unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus, we come against high blood pressure. We come against irregular heart activity. We come against arthritis, nerves, bone and joint abnormalcy. We come against, in the name of Jesus, chronic diseases. We come against cancer. We come against lupus. We come against sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of depression on tonight. We bind up chronic pain disorders. We bind up psychological disorders, autism and bipolar. We bind up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bind up HIV and AIDS. We come against, Lord, every sickness and disease, STDs and generational curses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against glaucoma. We come against cataract disease. We come against eye disease and heart disease in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Premature death. We bind up that spirit right now. And we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, God.
As my wife take over the prayer line, as we open up the phone lines, know that you are already healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Yes, God.
I plead the blood over every life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said in Psalm 91, I will satisfy you with long life.
Yes, God.
3 John 2, I wish above all things, beloved, that you prosper.
Yes.
And be in good health. Even as your soul prosper, you will spend your years in pleasure, and you will spend your days in prosperity.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your prosperity. Don't give up on your successful future. Keep moving forward by faith. Keep pressing. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak prophetically right now. It was a word to our church on Sunday. Stay in position. Glory be to God. In position. For the promise. For the prosperity. For the breakthrough. We shall not be moved. But doing all we can do to stand. Stand until. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, oh God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you for the word, oh God, that has already gone forth, Father God, from the mouth of your manservant, Pastor Anthony Simmons, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the warfare prayers, oh God, that are hitting heaven, Father God, and bombard in heaven, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the angels that are being released, oh God. Oh, glory, on the behalf of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all who are called into this prayer line once again on this Tuesday night, God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to, Father God, manifest yourself unto them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon the lives of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for manifesting your fruit in their lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bind up every spirit, every demon spirit that's coming against this prayer line. We bind up every demon spirit that's coming against your people. We bind up every demon spirit that's coming against your ministry, that's coming against your church, yes. God. You said in your word that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We come against the spirit of witchcraft and warlockery. We come against the spirit, Father God, demonic oppression, oh God. Lord, we loose your people. We bind up every demon on assignment. And, Lord, we loose your people, oh God, to go forth. You said in your word that we shall, Father God, prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Yes. So we thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for power. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ we are healed. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the church, New Creation Christian Ministries Church. And, Lord, we pray for the church right now, God.
Meet every need.
Lord, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries Church, God. Yes. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the increase in souls being saved.
Yes.
We thank you for saving souls and changing lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, restoring families. We thank you, Lord, for vision coming to pass. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in the house. And we ask that you will continue, Father God, to show yourself mighty, even in the house of the Lord, God.
Remember.
We pray for every member, God, for every family, God, for every child. Lord, we pray for Sister Vanita right now, God, even now, God, that you will, Father God, continue to keep her and the baby, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh God, that you would keep her and the baby safe, God, until her date of delivery. Lord, you know your set time. You know your set time. So, Lord, we just thank you for your set time that you have already ordained for that baby to be born, oh God. We know that her due date is the 25th, but, God, the times are in your hands. And we thank you for a healthy baby. We thank you, Father God, for a delivery, Father God, that's safe and that's healthy and that's, Father God, successful, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the grandparents and the parents, oh God. Lord, continue to let your hand be upon their lives, God. Bless Carmen Callow and her household. Bless her husband, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the plans you have for them, plans to prosper them and not to harm them, to give them a hope and a future. So I speak blessings over the Callow household. I speak blessings over every household, over the Riggs household. We speak blessings over, hallelujah, over Sister Jerinette's household. We speak blessings over Minister Andre's household. We speak blessings over Evangelist Robinia's household, over Sister Rita's household, over Sister Lori's household, over Sister Love's household. We speak blessings over every household, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of those who are connected to New Creation Christian Ministries, over the Simmons household, the Thomas household. But we believe that there is power in our prayer.
Jesus.
And we speak blessings over Brother Jamal's household. Oh, glory, hallelujah, over Sister Maria's household. We speak blessings over Sister Miriam's household. We speak blessings over Mother May's household. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over every caller on this line. We speak blessing over every household right now in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings. The blessings of the Lord are in your house. The blessings of the Lord are over your home.
Yes.
The blessings of the Lord rest upon your family in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing, as Pastor Anthony has already prayed. We speak healing over every life, over every individual, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for meeting every need, God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And we thank you for meeting every need on tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray for our President of the United States, the President Barack Obama and his household. We speak blessings over his household, oh God. We come against the plan of the devil, oh God, even trying to annihilate him, God. We come against the plan of spirit of assassination. We come against the spirit, oh glory, hallelujah, Father God, arbitrage and Father God, hallelujah, espionage and every spirit that's setting itself up against the White House. We come against the spirit of division right now in the name of Jesus. Give the president wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, or how to go forth. We pray for the armed forces of the United States of America. Lord, keep each soldier, enlisted military personnel, keep them safe,
yes,
God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for those Christians who are being persecuted for the name of Jesus. We pray for Christians who are, Father God, being persecuted and being murdered, oh God, and being put in harm's way because they will not bow. Father God, continue to protect them. Continue to keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line on tonight. You said in your word that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Oh, glory, hallelujah, and we believe in that power on today.
Power.
Touch young Jessica, touch
power.
Kayla, touch Sudani, touch young Kevin, oh God, touch the young people, oh God, keep them, touch young Ashley and young Elijah, oh God, touch this Joshua generation, touch Joshua and Nairobi and Nadia and Edwin and Yaya, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch our younger generation, touch our children and our grandchildren, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. Keep them from this adulterous nation and the ways of this nation, oh God. Keep them from homosexuality and gang banging, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep them from drugs and premature sex, oh God. Keep them, oh God, from alcoholism and depression, oh God. Keep them from the wrong friends and the wrong influences. Guard their ears, their eyes, guard their minds. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for everything you're doing. Even as we open the phone line, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. You get the glory. God, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can have nothing. So we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. And have your way. Even as we go to the phone lines on tonight, God, we say have your way, God. Bless America. Bless America. Father God, we repent, Father God, for the sins of America. We repent, Father God, for the people, your people who have turned their backs on you. We repent, oh God, for the people who are not serving you, God. We repent. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves. We repent. We turn from our wicked ways, and we pray to you on tonight, God. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on the church, God. Have mercy on those who have turned away from you. Have mercy on those who refuse to hear the gospel. Have mercy on those who refuse to heed the gospel. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Touch every person under the sound of our voices tonight. Let your Holy Ghost touch, minister life and peace and joy to those who are listening on tonight, God, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone line, amen. Area code 908, hallelujah. Your phone line is open. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Jerrynette. God bless you. Praise him. Amen.
I just want to thank God for another day. Even though since I've been home, I've been getting so many rejections and I don't have a job yet, but I'm going to continue to stand on God's word because
yes.
I know that my day is coming. I may get
yes.
a little discouraged sometime, but I'm going to continue to stand on his word, and I have to keep telling myself that so I won't fall in depression or my spirit won't get down. Because I know what God is able, and I know
yes.
that he's going to take care of me. He is my provider and not
yes.
of agencies. So I know what God can do, and I know that he is able. And I just want to say thank you because he is worthy to be praised. And I know that
yes.
he's going to show me his glory just like he did Moses. I know
hey,
that he's
glory.
all of that.
Jesus.
I just love him, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Amen. Amen, Sister Jeronette. You are right there in the, on the pulse of God. Amen. We know it gets discouraging sometimes, and we can certainly identify with that and, you know, being rejected and all, but you're doing what needs to be done the most, and that's standing on the word of God. In spite of what people say, you're standing on the word of God, what God has said, what God has spoken through his word and prophetically, and continue to hold on to that word, because it will surely come past, and we're going to pray for you, amen, and continue to touch and agree with you, because God does not mind us pray again, amen, on the same, for the same topic. Some people would say, well, you prayed already, you don't have to pray again. But Jesus, I recall in the Bible, Jesus touched the man. He laid hands on the man twice, amen, in order for the man to be able to see clearly, amen. And God is saying he's going to continue to move on your behalf, and we're going to continue. Hallelujah. He said, knock until the door is open, amen, knock until the door is open. So we're going to continue to knock, hallelujah, because we know that God has a blessing with your name on it. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. This is your child, God. This is your daughter. And, Lord, we just thank you for her life, God. We, Father God, touch and agree with her as her pastors, oh, God, for, Father God, open doors of opportunity, even as you have even already spoken, oh God, that you have a job with her name on it, not just a job, but a career, oh God, Father God, a lucrative career, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that even though she's in the wilderness right now, God, that she's coming out, Father God, and you're blessing her, and you're opening doors that no man can close, and you're closing doors that no man can open, and there is a set appointed time that she shall walk into her blessing. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for the open door. We pray, Father God, for the manifestation. We pray, Father God, for you to order her steps, direct her steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the call to make it, Father God. Give her, Father God, the interview, Father God, that's going to, Father God, untap, Father God, everything that you have, Father God, on hold for her, that everything that you have prepared for her, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for favor with the agencies. We thank you for favor with the interviewer. We thank you, Lord, for favor on the job. We thank you, Lord, for a permanent position, oh God, where she can, Father God, begin to climb her way up, Father God, where she can begin to, Father God, move up through the corporate ladder, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for the right position. We thank you for the right pay, God. We thank you for the money that she needs, Father God. You, Father God, are her. She could declare it out of her own mouth that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, her provider, oh God, and that it's not the agency, and it's not man, and that there are resources that you have provided for her, but you are her source, oh God. And Lord, she's looking up to heaven on tonight, from whence her help comes, knowing that her help truly does come from you, oh God, and that every perfect gift, every good and perfect gift comes from above. So right now, we bind up the spirit of discouragement. And we bind up the spirit of depression. And we bind up the spirit, hallelujah, that we're trying to get her, Father God, to feel like she's defeated. And right now, Father God, we speak life over her. And we speak encouragement over her. And we speak, Father God, a resiliency over her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that she will be able to continue to stand after she's done all to stand, that she will stand in the power of your might, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we renew. You said, Father God, the day that wait upon the Lord shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So they shall run. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the running in her feet, God. We thank you, Lord, that she will continue to press, that she will continue to walk forward, God, into her destiny. Oh glory. That she will continue to walk forward into the destiny that you have prepared for her, God. And
And we thank you, Lord, for the prepared place. My God, Father, I'm here prepared. There is a prepared place, my God. I've already prepared for you. Hallelujah. And my God took me back to the word you preached, Pastor. That there are prepared blessings, my God, that God has already prepared in advance for you. So grow not weary in well-doing, because in due season you shall reap a harvest if you don't quit, if you don't give up. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for stirring up the spirit in her belly. I thank you, Lord, for renewing her strength. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for renewed determination.
Hallelujah.
And the confession of her mouth that she's lining up her words with your words, oh God. And Lord, she continues, Father God, to say, I will not be dismayed, but I will yet trust in the Lord. So Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you, Father God, for the doors being open. We thank you for opportunity. We thank you for blessings and prosperity. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the power to persevere. In Jesus' name, I bind up every spirit on assignment, every demon spirit on assignment. I bind it up right now, and I loose ministry angels, hallelujah, to continue to minister to this woman of God. And we just thank you, hallelujah, for peace that surpasses all understanding, even as she waits. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, Sister Janet. We thank God for you. You be encouraged. You already got the victory. Hallelujah. Even when you said, I'm gonna still believe God. I'm gonna praise God. I'm gonna walk in obedience and keep moving forward, because I know God is gonna honor. Amen. My faith. I thought about Abraham when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. After giving him the blessing, God said, bring your son Isaac and bring him as a sacrifice. And the Bible says that Abraham was getting ready to bring forth the knife to slay his son Isaac, heaven opened up and said, don't do it.
My God.
And the Bible says Abraham looked up and there was a ram caught in the thicket. It was caught by the horns and it could not shake loose. And that's what God is saying. There's a job that has your name on it that cannot shake loose. It's already there. And sometimes when you're coming up on the rough side of the mountain, God has already made a provision. That's why the Bible says in Genesis 22, Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
God, my provider. And God is your provider, my sister.
Yes.
Daughter, God is your provider.
Yes.
So you be encouraged. Just like that ram could not get away, there's a job that cannot get away from you. And I hope you heard what Pastor said when she first started speaking into your spirit. Matthew 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be made open. The next verse says, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. And you watch. Oh, I feel God right now. You got to keep asking, you got to keep seeking, and you got to keep knocking. And you already said, I'm not going to give up on God, and God's not going to give up on me. So you keep praising God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You've come too far for him to leave you now. So you keep pressing forward. And that, as Pastor said, your resume, your application, your qualifications, everything that you need, God is Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide for you.
Hallelujah.
But you be encouraged, amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Let's wanted to put in a prayer request for my mom, Josephine Andrews.
Amen.
Ask the Lord to continue to keep her, because she's been feeling sick in her body. And a lot of times she won't say anything, but we can see it. And she's very frail now. And she's been going through a lot. She's not eating properly or anything. I went to visit her yesterday, sit with her for a while.
Amen. We're definitely going to pray.
Yes.
Let us pray right now.
Yes.
Father God, for Sister Josephine Andrews, in the name of Jesus, Janet's mother, we thank you, hallelujah, for this woman of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, super. natural strength in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore the appetite. Restore the strength. Make every bodily organ work and function according to your will in the name of Jesus. Bless her in her latter years, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore the years. Restore her, Father God, virtue and her, Father God, vitality in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, hallelujah, that you would give her the strength, Lord, that you would give her the ability. Even, Father God, hallelujah, the blood and everything working according to your divine will in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, restore everything that the enemy tried to take away in the name of Jesus. So even as this daughter has brought her mother to this prayer line, right now we stand in the gap and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. We know that your grace is sufficient, and right now we lift up Sister Josephine to you, and we say, Lord, touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, as only you can do. So, Father God, touch her.
Thank you, God.
Supernaturally turn that situation around in the name of Jesus. So we send your word. We send your word that she might be healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And it is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we will continue to pray for your mom.
Yes.
And we know that she's in the center of the will of God.
Yes.
And God's hand is on her life. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Janet. She's part of the New Creation Church family. And we thank God. Amen. As she calls in tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for her. She is a blessing to her pastors and her church. Area code 678-678. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. I have a song I want to sing. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. I lift my hands. I praise you, Lord. I bow my head. I honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God. He's been so good to me. He's been my back support. He's been my armor. He's been everything to me. Thank you, Jesus. I want to God bless. I want to ask God to God bless Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, my cousin Carmen, Jamal, everyone on this prayer line, because I feel so blessed, and I feel that, you know, he will do the same thing for you how he's done for me, and I feel so happy today just because I know that God loves me. That's why I feel happy. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy to be praised, Lord. Thank
glory
you.
Be to
thank
God.
You.
Well,
I
want to sing another chorus of that. Go ahead and sing us to that. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just want to ask for prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to ask for prayers just to continue to bless my home, my friends, my family, all those people that they don't have, you know, they just don't know what it is to love God. I want those that are non-believers to become believers. So
yes.
I thank God, and I just pray for those that are going through so many hard times, the unfortunate ones, those that are not working, those that are looking for a job. God is with you all the time, and he's been with me all the time. It's been rough, but he's been with me every step of the way. And yes. I give him all the glory and praise. And you know, it's his will. Whatever he does, I'm okay with it. I know that he's in front of me, and I'm behind him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And right now, we pray for Sister Maria, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, even as we lift up those who don't know you, those who don't have a relationship with you, those who have not yet said yes to the Lord and yes to his will, those who have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for lost souls. We pray for those, Lord, who the devil of this world have blinded their minds. We pray, Lord, that you will open up the eyes of their understanding, that you will open up their hearts, Lord. You said in your word that you stand at the door of their hearts and knock. And if any man let you in, you'll come and sup with them, and they'll dine with you. And right now, we pray for the unbeliever. We pray for the backslider. We pray for the, Father God, the atheist, and even the agnostic in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those who have not, Father God, seen the revelation that there is a Messiah, a Savior, and God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life. And right now, Lord, we pray for those who have not yet called on the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray. Even those who have been, as she said, impacted, Lord, by the cares of this world, they're calling it a recession. But, Lord, in the middle of famine, in the middle of drought, in the middle of lack, we're still going to praise you in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can restore everything that the locust and the cankerworm and the pomegranate have taken away, in the name of Jesus. You'll give us another job. You'll restore that car or that home. You'll do the impossible in the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, we pray for those who are unemployed. We pray for those who have been impacted by this recession. We pray in the name of Jesus, those who are underemployed or underpaid. We pray those in the middle of foreclosures or evictions. We pray in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Impacted, Lord, by even this economy. In the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. We have not because we ask not. And right now, we're asking you, Lord, to move not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, Lord.
Yes, God.
Open doors that no man can shut.
Yes,
send
Lord.
A favor from heaven in the name of Jesus. And let your spirit be in your people, upon your people, and with your people, even in these latter days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I just want to say, just leave it in his hands and let it be his will.
Yes. Amen. And that is some perfect advice. And I pray that everybody, I know that everybody heard what Sister Maria just said. Leave it in his hands and let it be his will. Because God told us in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future. And God was talking about bringing the people of Israel out after 70 years of captivity. Amen. So God knew that he was going to bring them out. That's all I'm saying. And whatever you're facing on today, God knows, and he wants you to know, that he's going to bring you out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's why
Amen.
He wants you to get to a place, Maria, there's a breakthrough that has taken place in your life. You come to a place, a breakthrough. My God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
you,
Lord.
You have had, Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, thank
to
you,
God
Lord.
Be
thank
the glory.
You. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
God be all the glory, Jesus. Thank you.
God showed me. God
thank
showed
you,
me
Lord.
That scripture Pastor Emily read about Jesus being at Gethsemane, he said that was a place of breakthrough for Jesus. And you have had your own personal Gethsemane, where you got to a point where it was like, God, I don't really want to go through this. But God, not my will. Nevertheless, not my will.
Thank
But let your will be done. And that's your own personal Gethsemane breakthrough that God has taken you through that is not your will, but his will. And that's what God wants us right there in the grip of his mercy. In the grip of his mercy.
Thank
not my will, God, but I trust you because I know I'm in your hands. I know you got me. You have me. You have me. God got you. God got you. That's not grammatically correct, but God's got you, you know. And when he has us like that, then we can have a joy that this world didn't give to us. The joy of the Lord can truly be our strength. So we thank
he
God
is worthy to be praised.
Yes. And you release that joy over this line. My God, singing that song. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be praised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So God
bless
God for you and sharing with us for tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you both. Amen.
Big hug to both of you. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night. God bless you.
Worthy to be praised.
We're going to get to every caller tonight. He is worthy to be praised. And she came on rejoicing with that song.
Yes.
And I believe it blessed every caller tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Again, press 1. On your phone, and we're going to get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. And that's what Sister Jeanette said earlier, Pastor.
Nevertheless.
Isn't that powerful?
My God.
When you said it, I thought about her confession. You know, it's been a while, but she said, nevertheless. I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to keep looking for employment.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I love that spirit. I love the spirit that's on this prayer line tonight. Area code 270-270. We thank God for you tonight. To God be the glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for blessing us back together, spiritually united from on high, from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. I thank God for the pastors there, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for Sister Maria. I thank God for the joy, the anointing that he gave her to lift up the name of Jesus in that song. And I thank God for Sister Jeanette praising God in the midst of the circumstance. And it made me think of the scripture that God put in Pastor Anthony's heart to read. Even though Jesus knew after the Passover what hell when he went to Gethsemane to pray. He knew crucifixion was near. And I thank you, Father. We come to you tonight with an attitude of gratitude. And we ask you, Father, that allow us to be more like you. Obey your voice like you obeyed your father's voice. And you ask your Father, allow it to be your will, Father, not my will, to take this cup from me. And I thank you, Father, for allowing us to have an increase of you and a decrease of ourselves, Father. And I say right now to Sister Jeanette, your blessing is on the way. Your blessing is on the way. Thank God for you to do the faith to know to praise him in the midst of this circumstance. You're not looking at the problem. You're looking at Jehovah Jireh, who has supplied for you up until this point. And he has a job in the natural. You have been faithful and obedient in the kingdom, doing kingdom work. He's taking care of you without a natural job. And he's going to give you a natural job because you are who you are. His child, and he gave you a promise to prosper you and not hurt or harm you. And at this time, Father, I thank you for allowing us to come together to lift up your precious and powerful name, Father. I thank you right now, Father, that you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Father. And I praise you right now for being a right now God. I praise you right now, Father, for allowing us to know with faith we please you. Without faith is unpleasing to you, Father, and we know faith comes by hearing. And that by hearing the word of God, which is you, Father. And I thank you, Father, as you spoke through Pastor Anthony about Jairus at his house, Father. He said to you, Jesus, come to my house, Father. And that's when his daughter was raised up. Father, we say to you each and every day, come to our house, Father, the house that you have created in us, upon the rock that nothing from the gates of hell will prevail against it, Father. You are bold here, Father. You can throw away the key, Father. You live here in this house, Father. Just breathe your manifestation in each and every one of us, Father. And I thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you for enhancing the congregation there. I thank you for increasing their territory. I thank you for giving them each and every day a fresh anointing, Father. I thank you for giving them kingdom work, Father. I thank you for allowing them to be obedient to your voice, to pray 1 hour each and every Tuesday night, Father. You are an inspiration on this prayer line, Father. Nothing but your power from on high that is being dispensed and displayed. The power of the true and living God. And we know, Father, what you have given us for good, the enemy gave us a counterfeit. But in the name of Jesus, all those demonic are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we plead your precious and powerful bloodshed. We claim authority in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the joy that is our strength, the joy of the Lord, that I heard in the song, your word that you be praised, Father. I thank you again for Sister Jerrynette. Worry not. God has you covered under the blood, and he will supply you every need. Sister Jerrynette, keep on praising God to the promise that he has given you. You will work in the kingdom and in the natural. God will continue to bless you in an abundance, because it's not over until God says over. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And right now, I praise you, Lord, for who you are. And I thank you again for the Simmons. Continue to bless them bountifully, Father, from on high. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Brother Jamal just coming on and just blessing us again, praying and touching, agreeing with us, like you said, united in the spirit. We thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah for Brother Jamal. We thank you for his life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for his power, his strength in you, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the divine connection that you have given us with this brother. We thank you for Sister Maria and Sister Carmen, who allowed us all to be connected together, oh God. Lord, continue to bless our brother, God. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, to direct his steps. Continue, oh God, hallelujah, to, Father God, lift him up in the spirit realm, oh God, as you edify him, as you strengthen him, as you, Father God, hallelujah, continue, Father God, to manifest yourself to him, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your word, which is rich in his belly, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for the relationship that he has with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the precious Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah that resides on the inside of him, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the connection, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. When he comes on this prayer line, God, it's fresh rhema, oh God. Hallelujah. Being released, oh God, to him and from him, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, to come together, Father God, to sharpen and strengthen each other, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the heart that he has for his brothers and his sisters, oh God. Hallelujah. In Christ, oh God, thank you for the heart that he has for the hurting, the heart that he has for the lost, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the compassion of Christ that resides on the inside of him, oh God. Continue to bless him. Continue to bless his pastors, oh God. And continue, Father God, to bless the, Father God, his brethren at the Rock Church, oh God. Hallelujah. In Elizabethtown, oh God. Continue, in Kentucky, Father God. Continue, Father God, to bless his assistant pastor, associate pastor, oh God. Continue, Father God, to strengthen those, Father God, that he has on the altar of prayer, oh God. Continue, Father God, to meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you know the desires of his heart, God. God. You know, Father God, hallelujah, what concerns him the most, Father God. So we just touch and agree with him on tonight, God, that you will keep him in divine health, oh God, that you will keep, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the joy bubbling in his belly. You said, Father God, rivers of living water, oh glory, hallelujah, shall flow forth from his belly, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for the living water, God, never stale, never stagnant, never bitter, oh God, but living waters, refreshing waters, oh God, flowing forth from this bubbling brook, oh God, that's inside of our brothers. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are the living water. We thank you that you are the spring of life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are the rhema word, Father God, hallelujah, that you walk with him and talk with him, oh God, hallelujah, and take care of all of his needs, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for our brother. We thank you for him coming. We thank you, Lord, for those who come with him, God. We thank you for his guests. We thank you for those, Father God, hallelujah, who he is concerned about, God, that you are concerned about what he's concerned about. So, Lord, continue to bless him and keep him, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, you are a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
To us. You are a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself and the New Creation Christian Ministries family. As a matter of fact, you are family. We know that you have your pastors down in Elizabethtown, and we thank God that, you know, that you come this way. Amen. We know that you are family. You are we consider you to be family. Amen. You and all those who come every single Tuesday, amen, that God has connected us for such a time as this. And we thank God, and that's what God is saying to you. Stay on the battlefield. I hear God saying, stay on the battlefield because you're there. You're in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom for such a time as this. My God, so stay girded up. Keep your armor on. Keep that sword sharp. Because you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. So God bless you. And Pastor Ellie and I thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tomorrow is a blessing.
Yes.
We got one more caller.
Yes.
I believe
hallelujah.
This is our final caller tonight.
Yes,
we thank God for him. Powerful
yes.
man of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to take our final caller for tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If the call 908.
Yes.
908.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony.
Oh, yes. God bless you. Yes.
God bless you.
Pastor Rebecca, how are you this evening? God bless you.
We are well, brother. We are well. How are you? God bless you.
I'm good. I miss you guys. Just listening to the prayers. I've been on all the prayers and everything, and I'm just listening to the name of the Lord being lifted up before God and everything, and I'm just so joyous to hear the word of the Lord being lifted up from the saints of God, praying for others as we pray for ourselves.
Yes.
I have a prayer request. Sister Fiqua asked me to reach out to you to ask you to pray for her. She needs prayer. Praying for Kalia too. My sister Kia, I'm praying for her, for Miss Brown, but I'm asking for a special request for my boys to keep them both lifted up in prayer, Isaiah especially, and Elijah, keep them lifted up in prayer.
Amen. And that sister, who was at the after prayer?
My sister Kia, my sister Kalia, and Fiqua. She asked me to ask you to pray.
Amen.
Yes. She
Amen.
Asked me to ask you to pray for her.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for Sister Lori Davis, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for her interceding, oh God, and coming to the prayer line, bringing those with her, Father God, who are in need of prayer. And we pray, Father God, for Sister Kia and Kalia, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, for their lives, and Ms. Brown, God, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, oh God, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord, Father God, for, Father God, them even asking for prayer, God, and Father God, we ask, Father God, right now that you will touch them, oh God, that you will minister to them, that you will bless them, oh God, that you will heal them, that you will deliver them, that you will protect them, that you will provide for every need, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to, Father God, undergird them, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing that they have been, Father God, in the life of Sister Lori Davis, oh God, especially her next-door neighbor. We lift up Miss Brown, Father God, and her family, God, and we pray for a special blessing to be released over her life, oh God, and over her household right now in the name of Jesus. You know what the needs are, oh God, and we lift up, Father God, this woman servant, Father God, who thought it not robbery, Father God. Father God, to extend blessings to one of your own daughters, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God. We praise for Sister Fiqua on tonight, God. And we bind up the spirit of depression and discouragement, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against every hindering spirit, oh God, that's been sent out on assignment against her life, oh God. And, Father God, we speak victory over her life tonight in the name of Jesus. We loose every bond, that's every chain. We break every chain that's been trying to keep her, that's been keeping her from coming to the house of the Lord, that's been keeping her, Father God, hallelujah, from total victory in you, oh God. And we declare that she is loosed on tonight, God, to move forward in victory in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you for what you're doing and use the work that you began and seek with life, oh God, that you are faithful to complete it, oh God, and to the end, God. Yes. And even now, God, we speak deliverance. We speak blessings. Yes. We speak, hallelujah, Father God, liberty over her life, God. We speak, Father God, hallelujah, provision, oh God. We speak the soundness of mind that come against every hindering spirit that's been playing with her mind, that's trying to torment her. And I speak life over her right now in Jesus' name. And we pray for Isaiah. We pray for Elijah. We pray for young Ashley on tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, for touching their lives, God. We thank you for the praise reports that are yet coming forth. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them, Father God, even as they're in school and as they're pursuing their education and as they're pursuing their careers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word shall come to pass in their lives, oh God, that not only is Sister Lori blessed, but her seed is blessed. So we speak blessings over her seed right now in the name of Jesus, not just these three, but every one of her children. We speak blessings over their lives, and we speak blessings over these boys. We speak blessings over these young men, God, that you will keep them, that you will protect them. And I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the hedge of protection is around them. That you will keep a hedge of protection around them, God. No harm or danger will come to them, God. That they will meet their goals. That they will have careers. That they will get their degrees, God. That they will have families, oh, God. That they will walk with you, oh, God. That they will stay on the course and that they will stay on the battlefield with you, oh God. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We thank you for Sister Lori. Lord, continue to be the lift of her head. Continue to give her strength. Undergird her. Stir up the spirit in her belly, God. Thank you for bubbling springs, Father God, bubbling forth from her belly, God. Even as she ministers to people, as she comes and goes forth, back and forth to work, God. Continue, Father God, to keep as she ministers to her family. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony that's in her, over her life, we thank you for victory over her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for prosperity over her life. Oh, I feel God. We thank you for prosperity over her life, God. We thank you for opportunity over her life. We thank you for increase over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that what the devil meant for evil, you already turned it around for her good, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for favor on the job. We thank you for favor in the neighborhood. We thank you for favor over her family. We thank you for favor and increase, oh God, in her life. And that joy, unspeakable joy, bubbling brooks of joy and laughter, God. God says he's going to make you laugh. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God.
God's getting ready to make you laugh. There's some impossible situations that God's getting ready to loose in your life. The realm of impossibility. God's getting ready. It's been loosed over your life. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You, God.
And breakthrough. Oh, my God. God's speaking breakthrough. Breakthrough has come to your house. Oh, glory.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
I need that.
Has come to your house, and there are some things that have been repeated that will be repeated no more. I'm hearing God say, as he told the people of Israel, this enemy you shall see no more. My God. Hallelujah. Jesus. God is defeating some enemies on your behalf. You don't even have to fight this battle.
Wow.
And he said, this enemy you shall see no more. And I know that was God. I tell you, I know it's God. I know it's a sure word. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. I hear victory in Jesus. My Savior forever. My God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This enemy is pertaining to you and your household. You and your seed. Glory. You and your children. Glory. This enemy you shall see no more. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So receive it. I got to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it right there because God said leave it right there. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for you, Sister Lori. You're our final call tonight. We miss you as well, and I know we're going to see you real soon. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I needed that. Woo, yes, sir.
All right. Hallelujah. I mean, that's our final call tonight, and she said she received it, Pastor. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for her. And it's amazing how God can annihilate our enemies like no other. And we won't deal with that issue or those people or that situation no more. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, we pray right now for Mother May Thomas. In the name of Jesus, touch our mother, Lord. Thank you for her life, her household, her children and her grandchildren, Lord. Meet every need on her daily basis, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give her joy unspeakable. We thank you, hallelujah, for supernatural strength in her body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for sweet slumber, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for prosperity being in her house. Oh, glory be to God. So bless her family. Bless her siblings, Lord. Bless everything her hand touch in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for our Mother May Thomas and continue to bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray for all of our children, everybody who has children. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that your children are covered. So for every parent, for every grandparent, for every great-grandparent, we lift up every child in the name of Jesus. The adult children, the minor children, the baby in the womb, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. We put a hedge of protection around every child in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over every child, our children, our grandchildren, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. We plead the blood. The blood of Jesus. And God says, it is so.
It is
your
so.
Children are covered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's it for tonight's prayer. We try so hard to go off at 8:30, but we don't want to quench the spirit. Amen. So we continue to pray until God says, it is done. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you who come to the prayer line on these Tuesday nights, because God is moving mightily, and let's keep giving God the glory, because without him we are nothing, and without him we can do nothing, but with him we can do all things. Amen. with him, we can do all things. So we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Keep laughing. Keep praising God. Keep singing. Keep dancing. Keep clapping your hands and stomping your feet. Keep giving God the glory. When you feel like worrying, praise God. When you feel like you're being scared, you feel scared, praise God. When you feel discouraged and depressed, praise God. Break forth in the praise. Hallelujah. Sing a song. Run around your house. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow, God will continue to inhabit your praise, and he will continue to show up and show out in the middle of every single situation that you will face. Amen. So God bless you. Meet us tomorrow night. It's our final session on marriage and relationships. This is our final session until we renew them again in a few months. So you want to make this last one. Amen. We have family and friends at New Creation Christian Ministries on this Sunday. There's a food fellowship for New Creation Christian Ministries. We're going to bring a dish. Amen. We're going to break bread on this upcoming Sunday. Amen. And our service is at 7. Our service is at 12:30 on Sunday. Bring somebody to church. Invite a friend. Invite an unsaved neighbor. Invite somebody who hasn't gone to church in a while. Invite somebody who's not happy with their church. Bring somebody to church. Amen. And that's 1482 Maple Avenue. Every guest, you are welcome, whether you're saved or not saved, whether you go to church or not. Come on out and be a part of what we're doing at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. God bless you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Go forth with praise. Go forth with joy.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
about your future.